A little bit of Estonian to set the scene for our next interview.
Kannattamaa ja õppimusele.
Ma üldse ei saa aru, kuidas elu elada. Kõik on nii palju ja ma ei tea, mis on jumal.
Ma olen nii happy viimasel ajal öelda, et ma olen teatrivaataja. Imelik tundub.
Footage from the documentary A Year Full of Drama. It's centered on the year in the life of a young Estonian woman, Alicia, a year in which Alicia agreed to take part in an experiment, to go to as many plays as she could, an immersion into the country's performing arts scene. It's screening in New Zealand, or at least in Wellington, at the City Gallery on Saturday, August 1st, maybe other parts of the country as well. Its maker is Marta Polk, and she's on the line from Estonia now. Kia ora, Marta. Welcome to Nights.
Hello, guys. Lovely to speak with you. And that was some great music right there, I have
yeah,
to tell you.
Yeah,
so,
oh, yeah.
Greetings from Tallinn, Estonia.
It's hard to beat Stevie Wonder, especially Stevie Wonder of that vintage. Now, if I'm right, at the end of that soundbite that I just played, Alicia was saying, I'm ashamed to say I'm a theatre spectator. Was I right in that?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. It was a period in that year when I think she was most of all feeling that it's not a really real job, that being a part of this strange human experiment, that she kind of had the feeling that other people are doing something serious, they've learned something, they're performing some jobs, and she has a made-up job that means nothing. And that's where that impulse kind of came from her adjusting to her role in the experiments.
Was she getting paid a little to do this?
She was getting paid because it was a full-time job. Like, her task was to watch every single play that came out in one country in one year. So it was 224 plays, and she had to write the review about each of them. So it was a full-time job traveling across Estonia to different cities. So whether it was opera, whether it was children's plays, she had to watch them all. So that's the reason she got paid for it.
Was that experiment your idea?
It was not. It was started by a theater company who you also see in the film. They're quite experimental in their creation and always questioning their own craft as well. And I think that was the reason they came up with the idea of taking someone who has never been in contact with a certain aspect of culture. This time it was performing arts. And to immerse them completely in it and see what happens. Does it affect the human being? Will they fall in love with it? Will they hate it and run away? So it came from the theater company called Kinoteater. And in order to, since they usually work on stage, then they found that the only way to get this experiment to the audience would be to make a documentary film out of it. So they invited me on board, and I ended up hijacking the film and not making it about theater at all. It turned into something quite different from what they expected.
What did you turn it into?
It's more than anything a story of finding oneself. It's in the framework of theater, but it's not so much an overview of the theater scene. Although, yes, it's in the framework of art, and you see a lot of theater. But more than anything, it's about that age in all of our lives when everything is still up for grabs and everything can change in a heartbeat if you're open to the world and open to the experiences around you. So the film became more than anything about Alicia's journey to find her own feet in this world and her own independence from where she comes from, and the way that our horizons can expand if we're open to the world around us and the culture, how culture can affect it.
How come Alicia got the job?
Oh, because I think she's captivating. We got about 400 applications because this was posted as a job ad at the National Unemployment Agency and so on. So it wasn't the casting, it was a job ad. And we got about 400 video applications. And since her name starts with an A, she was the third or fourth on the list. And as soon as we saw her on screen, there's a snippet of it that you also see in the film. I mean, just her way of expressing herself, her ability to reflect upon what she sees and her own feelings, and her complete willingness to be open with the camera. It was just so enchanting to me. And I think for me, what I saw in her was was the fact that as she's so open, there was such possibility for change or for this impact or this experiment to have an actual impact on her.
See, she might not be from a big city, but she's pretty smart, isn't she?
Oh yeah, she's terribly smart. I think she has a lot of depth and a lot of access to her own depth, and also a way of expressing that. She's someone who, I don't know, to me it's those people who read a lot, you know, like that she she has a way of seeing in her and also kind of translating it to the audience, to her, like to other people around her.
We talk to a correspondent, a journalist in Estonia once every 10 weeks or so, Silver Tamba. And we've spoken about the community in terms of there being a large Russian-speaking minority in Estonia. Mm-hmm. And there's a bit of distrust, at least with Russia itself, the country that you border, and maybe tension between Estonian speakers and Russian speakers. Do you pick up on that during the documentary?
I think there a lot about that is a generational issue, and a lot of the, of course, politically, these relationships have always been, like, let's say there are issues there because we are a very small neighbor of a very large and ambitious country. But I think with the Russian minority living here, a lot of the like previous conflict has been based on the Soviet occupation. But as we've been an independent for over independent country again over 20 years now, and the new generations who have grown up here, who go to Estonian-speaking schools, who make their careers here, who choose to live their lives and create their families here, I think there's a lot less of dissonance and distance. Like, of course, with any minority, it's a question of how to all collectively exist and support each other, and so that nothing would get lost of anyone's culture. And of course, these topics aren't strangers to us either. But to me, I see that as a disappearing issue. We're more and more close, and in the end, it's just people here, you know.
What do her mum and dad do?
Alicia's parents, you mean?
Yes.
Her mother is. Works in a small shop in this small border town of Estonia. So she's in a grocery shop. She's a salesperson, and her father used to be, I think, a gym teacher. But after he suffered a stroke and half of his body is paralyzed, he's become an Ayurvedic masseuse.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a pretty big turn.
That's not a twist I would expect. Just based on what I read about the project, I would expect them to be quite conservative, rural types. But that suggests that even her mum and dad are open to change.
Absolutely, but also yeah, they are, and Alicia is definitely a product of many of us are products of our environment as well. And I think there has been a lot of support for independence there. It's always very subjective where that push kind of comes from. Is it because you need to be independent to get out of a situation? Or is it because there is encouragement from your parents? I think it's just that life is always so much more complicated and people are so much more multi-layered than we imagine. And it is possible to be very conservative in some issues and still be very surprising in others. And they are very flesh and bone people with all of their complexities.
Did Alicia take a while did you take a while to win her trust?
Strangely enough, I don't think so, which seems impossible, but since this was kind of a different process of documentary making, where normally you would enter someone's already existing life with your camera and kind of try to learn how to live by their rules, how to kind of melt yourself into that equation, then in this case, it was like taking on this job and taking on this experiment. One of the prerequisites of it was that there will be a film made out of it. So anyone who sent their application knew that that's part of the deal. And Alicia was strangely comfortable with it, so much so that it even made me skeptical at some point. Of course, as our filmmaking progressed and as we spent more and more time together and as we developed a friendship, I think that posed a lot of questions for us, as it very often does with documentary makers with their subjects.
Like, yeah.
You form a very close relationship and you share things both on and off camera. And at some point it can lead to the conversation that we also had, where it was one very upset moment. And I remember her asking me, like, but are you here working or are you here as a friend? And I just remember staying silent for a second and saying, is there a difference? Like, I don't know anymore, but the reason I'm here is because I care. Because from the point of view of a documentary maker as well, the minutes and hours that I'm spending of my subject's time, I'm also spending those minutes and hours of my life. And therefore, we always delve into the subjects that matter to us, that we're interested in, that we care about. And any person that's in front of my camera, I care about them. So yes, it's my profession, it's my job, but it's also my life that I'm putting into it. So that bond you develop is, I think it's very unique to documentary making, because we are in the end telling a story together, but it's also a relationship.
Did those plays that you went to see, 224 plays, did they also have a big impact? Or did that almost become a sideshow, so to speak, to your actual exploration of a young and intelligent woman at a very interesting part of her life?
It was a challenge finding that exact balance between the art surrounding her and the life. And we did some hard work searching for that balance, and I think we've managed to create, like, to join together best of both worlds, so that you do get a variety of theater. There's this whole discussion, and the whole film is centered on how that impacts her and how it broadens her perspectives and so on. And yet, from some point on, the piece, like the plays you see, you see the stylistics, but the topics that they touch are always things that help you understand Alicia's story better. So there's this dialogue between the plays, the theater, and the life outside of them. Like, they go step by step.
Marta, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Marta Polk. She's the director of A Year Full of Drama, the story of a young Estonian woman, Alicia. And her year, part of an experiment to view every new play, premiere of every play in Estonia over 12 months, all 224 of them. The film is available online at the New Zealand International Film Festival, NZIFF, from next Monday, 27th July, to the 2nd of August.